I'm on the line with Julie Pearl. She's a fifth grade teacher at Casa Catholic Academy. Julie, how you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
Staying healthy, you and your family?
We are.
Good.
My husband has to work, but obviously I'm at home teaching.
Yeah. How's that going for you? I mean, what kind of differences did you guys have to make to do this e-learning?
I'm finding I'm spending a lot more time trying to be creative via computer.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of difficult, huh?
It is. It is a challenge. It's been. I've said it's been very much of a challenge for me teaching the old dog new tricks. But it's been a learning experience, and I really have enjoyed it.
Well, and hopefully we can get back to the classroom in May, right?
I certainly hope so.
Well, the reason I was calling you is because Lindsay Bailey, you've heard of the Teacher of the Month thing that we do here at KFM, right?
Sure.
Well, Lindsay Bailey submitted you, and you have been named April's KFM Teacher of the Month.
Well, how wonderful.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. So, I appreciate that.
So as the Teacher of the Month, we're going to get you the Big Red Apple Award with your name engraved on it, courtesy of Lackey Monuments. We're going to get you a $100 gift card from Tompkins State Bank. We've got flowers from Cooks & Company, and we'll get you a little coffee mug from Art to Find. So we'll get all that stuff to you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I'd like to read to you the nomination, if you've got a moment. This is what Lindsay had to say. She says, Mrs. Pearl is always taking pictures of the kids and their daily activities and sharing them with us. She makes sure each student is getting help exactly where they need it. She's always wonderful about sharing when our kids have done something especially well or they've displayed an extra show of manners or helping another person or student. She prays for us. She checks in on how we're doing, offers up prayers for our family. She guides our students when they're struggling and not academically, and offers him an environment where he knows he is loved and understood even when life is crazy. She's talking about her son here. And she offers comfort and strength in everything she does. Lindsay goes on to say that Lindsay's family, very, very busy and large, and have had some serious medical conditions with kids in and out of the hospital.
They have.
Their middle child of seven's had huge blowouts in both shoes. Anyone with kids knows you get blowouts in shoes. And she says, we're talking more than just seams were gone that was still attached because it says because of time and needs of others and waiting for payday and just didn't have a chance to get them replaced. Mrs. Pearl took her own time and money and bought him a new pair of shoes. She messaged and asked what size shoes he wore and explained I would get them replaced that weekend. I said, feeling awful that I hadn't been able to get it done yet, and you'd just been wearing them that way for a full week. He got to school the next morning, and there you handed him a wonderful new pair of shoes. No hand-me-downs. She's still honestly speechless as how caring and wonderful you are and this act of kindness. And she offered to repay you, and you wouldn't let her, telling her she wanted to do this for him and us. So that's her nomination.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a little emotional.
It's stuff like that, that's why we like to award these teachers and recognize these teachers, because this is not something that's in your job description. You know, your job description is teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, when you go above and beyond and do things like that, that's what we like to recognize.
I do appreciate that, and love the family. Love all of my kids. They're just a great bunch of kids, a wonderful community, and I'm blessed to have been able to dedicate my career to the school.